The countdown has begun for students at Kamehameha schools. The 93rd annual song contest is less than a week away. Nearly 2,000 students will carry on the tradition of singing Hawaiian language songs. The legacy lives on in young students like Desiree Le'i, one of the sophomore student directors. Last year was Desiree's first time participating in song contest. She was selected to direct her freshman class and appeared on national TV for the first time.
Because song contest is the biggest thing that our school does. It's like national-wide TV. And so I was breathing so hard because then when I had to conduct them, I had to calm them down. But while I was calming them down, like, I was trying to stay calm too, knowing there's like cameras everywhere on you, and then like everyone in the stands is just watching you and your entire class. Oh, super nervous.
She went on to win the prestigious Louise A'oe McGregor Award, which goes to the student director who shows the most leadership.
I wasn't really expecting, well, the award, of course, so it actually went really well. Conducting my class, listening to them. I like ending the last note on the night of song contest. All the hard work, all the stress, I feel like it paid off. Once your class hits the last note, it's like it's over. You can just breathe because it's over.
Song contest doesn't just affect the students. It reaches entire families. Desiree is the product of several generations of Kamehameha grads. Among other things at stake this year, bragging rights.
My sister's freshman year, they won co-ed and like overall and stuff. And like through the years, they won like awards every year. So this, like, I'm going to try and beat her in the end and get more.
When you see them the night of song contest, you just go, amazing. This is so amazing. They make you so proud.
That's Liz Hansen, the coordinator of special events at Kamehameha Schools. Over the years, she's earned the nickname Queen of the Song Contest. She herself is a graduate and has watched the legacy of song and voice continue.
I think for one thing, people kind of expect it. It's an annual event. It's something that people look forward to. But beyond just the beautiful singing, Kamehameha has taken on the responsibility of preserving some of these Hawaiian songs and in some cases introducing sometimes songs that have never been sung in public.
Each year's song contest focuses on a theme. This year is all about Hawaii's keiki.
Hele poinoʻole ke keiki. So it means a beloved child is a lei never forgotten. So the songs are songs written for children, for grandchildren. It's really people writing for someone they love.
Hansen says the choral competition continues long after the show is over. She says at class reunions, people always seem to turn back to song contest.
We're all singing the same songs, and we sing it in harmony. People just break out into their different voice parts. And so you have somebody who's in their 80s singing with somebody who's in their 20s. It's beautiful. It is. It's really, really beautiful. And, I mean, you don't think about it. It just happens. You don't think that it's unique. You don't sit down and say, oh, my God, this is so wonderful. Look at all of us singing. You just sing.
Molly Solomon for HPR News.